Elham Mahmoudi, health economist and researcher, assistant professor at the University of Michigan in the Department of Family Medicine.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us. It is Wednesday here on The Opening Bell. Our focus now shifts to the latest report from the U.S. Chamber Institute for Legal Reform. The 2019 Lawsuit Climate Survey ranking the states is out. It's a survey of the best and worst state legal systems conducted by the Harris Poll after questioning senior business executives about the fairness and reasonableness of the state court systems in their eyes. Let's bring in Harold Kim. He's the COO of the U.S. Chamber Institute for Legal Reform to talk a little bit more about this morning. Harold, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning, Stephen. Thanks a lot for having me.
You're very welcome. It's nice to have you here as well. Talk to us a little bit about why you do this survey. We mentioned that it's a survey of senior business executives and what they think about state court systems. Why do you make this survey? Yeah. Why do you do this survey?
Well, we've been doing this survey since 2002, and we think it's really important for state policymakers, governors, and the local business community to know where their standing is with respect to their state liability climates, which includes the courts, the judges, the juries, the laws that are on the books. And it's a good barometer to get a sentiment from the business community because they are surveying over 1,300 in-house counsel and senior executives with fairly large companies that generate revenues in excess of $100 million annually. And so, you know, these are companies that drive the economy in various states, and a litigation system has an impact negatively and positively, as you might imagine, based upon how the particular state has their legal environment structured.
And so, in a nutshell, if a state is deemed to have a legal system that ties up businesses in court a lot, it's likely that company may not have a presence in that state.
Yeah, well, one of the results from this recent survey we did was that 89% of the respondents, and this is the highest percentage ever, said that a state's lawsuit environment is likely to impact a company decision about where to locate, where to do business, and basically where to create jobs.
So as we look at this report, I know you guys have done it state by state. There's a lot of different details on here. The overall theme, though, is what among the businesses that you surveyed, the business people you surveyed?
Well, I think that there's a significant concern about liability systems in states that go beyond what we would describe as operating in a rational, predictable manner. And because of the uncertainties that come with runaway jury verdicts, abusive class action litigation, it really becomes a burden for businesses because there's just no predictability or certainty. You know, when it comes to, let's say, a state legislature increases payroll taxes or other types of mandates, I mean, that at least is predictable. But when it comes to litigation, you just never know when you're going to be on the other side of a complaint that in many instances, especially in the state of Illinois, can be deemed as frivolous or abusive.
The survey shows, if you look at all of these scores, the average scores, that at least it appears to be improving in the eyes of some of these business executives.
Yeah, I think the overall raw scores have increased, and I think a result of legal reforms that have been enacted in states ever since, you know, early 2010. And so there is sort of an effort by states to address some of these issues. You've seen it throughout the Southeast, in places in the Northeast. I think state Supreme Courts are trying to do a better job in policing some of the mischief that's happening at the trial court level. So overall, the raw scores of these states have been moving up, but still, it is nowhere near where it should be, given the cost of the U.S. tort system writ large, which we have quantified, at least in 2016, to be well over $400 billion, which is a big chunk of change, as you might imagine.
Right, right. So I'm looking at the map, and we'll go through some of these here, but we're obviously interested in our state here and some neighboring states as well. But on the list of states, number one is Delaware. Number 50 is Illinois. Illinois is at the very bottom.
Yeah, you know, since we've been doing this survey in 2002, Illinois has definitely gotten its worst score this year. And there are probably a lot of reasons for it. And I'm happy to talk to you about why Delaware, which is consistently ranked number one, re-achieved that score this year.
Yeah, if you could tell us, so what's different between Delaware and Illinois?
Well, so Delaware is a favorite jurisdiction for a lot of companies to incorporate. The court system there has a well-developed body of corporate law, and I think overall there is a fair degree of comfort in terms of the predictability and the certainty that the highest court in Delaware has established over the years. And it's pretty well known as a jurisdiction that has that type of predictability and certainty, which is really important for companies in terms of assessing where the risks are going to be, because, you know, any free enterprise venture is going to associate some modicum of risk, and when you're dealing with liability issues, having at least some certainty on that front is important. I think that's why Delaware has ranked consistently at number one throughout the years.
And so why would
In contrast, with Illinois, I think that you have a system that is problematic on a number of fronts. First and foremost, two of the specific jurisdictions, Cook County and Madison County, have been deemed as one of the worst specific jurisdictions in the country. And I think a lot of that is based on concerns about the impartiality of the judges. And there's some questions about the rulings that are made pre-trial or even during the trial of the case. In addition, there are some laws that have been passed by your legislature, like this Biometric Information Privacy Act, or BIPA, which has spawned a huge cottage industry of abusive class action litigation. It may be well-intentioned to protect the biometric features of individuals, but the outcomes are completely untethered to the original intent of the legislation. And, you know, companies are not selling certain innovative products in the state of Illinois for fear of being sued. And citizens in the state of Illinois are not getting certain technological innovations because of the liability associated with that. And I'm happy to give you specific examples. But, you know, this is the kind of environment that created the concerns within the business community. And then the final point is the amount of asbestos litigation that is coming into Madison and St. Clair County. And under current statistics, about 92% of the plaintiffs who bring these asbestos cases aren't even residents of the state of Illinois. So it gives you a flavor in terms of how this is a favored destination for a lot of out-of-state plaintiff lawyers and out-of-state plaintiffs.
Wisconsin is number 13. Indiana is number 31. I am surprised to see Texas at number 38. Texas is, by a number of different measures, a place where a lot of business has been locating and people have been moving. Why do they have such a place at number 38?
Well, you know, Texas has historically been in the bottom 10, and they have really focused on litigation reforms, legal reforms over the past several years. The legislature has passed the laws, but I think some of the problems that you see is in certain jurisdictions is whether the judges are following those laws. And so you can have the best laws on the books, but there's a human element to this. And I think that there's some concern about certain pockets and areas of the state. There are also some appellate courts, I think, around Harris County. There's some significant potential concerns about whether the judges in the intermediate courts are actually doing appropriate judicial review of some of the problematic decisions that come out of the trial court. So, you know, it's a mix of factors potentially. But overall, the Texas story has been a positive one because it was the preeminent worst jurisdiction in years past, which has gone into at least, you know, a better range.
Harold, I want to ask you this question. I'll play devil's advocate here for just a moment. What is good for business sometimes isn't good necessarily for consumers and average people. What do you say when people say, well, what are you taking away from consumers when you have these tort reforms where you make it harder for people to sue businesses?
Yeah, well, I got a couple of responses to that, and we hear that a lot from our friends in the trial bar who basically want to preserve status quo. When it comes to liability systems, we are not saying that those systems should go away. If somebody's injured, they should absolutely be compensated. What this survey is looking at is the nature of frivolous and abusive litigation that lacks merit, which is driven by really a business model in and of itself that's designed to extract settlements from companies where there is no significant liability. And these are manufactured claims that we talk about. And that's become a real problem in places like Illinois or Louisiana or Florida, where I'm sitting here today. And so there's a differentiation, a clear one from our vantage point in terms of legitimate versus non-legitimate litigation. And we're focused on the latter part and how that is having a significant stifling effect on innovation, on companies when it comes to how they view making business decisions like, you know, should we relocate? Should we invest even more in a state like Illinois? And I think these are legitimate issues that really ought to be considered and should be raised in that context.
All right, very good. Harold, we appreciate you being on with us this morning. Thank you very much.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Harold Kim, the COO of the U.S. Chamber Institute for Legal Reform. You can find the latest report online at instituteforlegalreform.com. That's instituteforlegalreform.com. We'll also link out to it in the podcast of The Opening Bell a little bit later on this morning.